Well, things are starting to look all right, certainly on the surface, as restrictions continue to ease. But how are things going? Let's check in with Dennis Bice from B Bendigo to get a feel for the local economy. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Arvo.
I was saying earlier that I went down to town Saturday night just to buy some ice cream. And just as an aside, I was sitting there with my mask on, and anybody who knows me knows that I am majorly follically challenged, i.e. have no hair. And a bloke walked up to me and just said, hey, mate, you haven't seen a few blokes walking around here with shaved heads, have you? I said, no, I haven't, and I'm not one of them. And he sort of realised then, and he was so embarrassed. Oh, mate, I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. But, she was hopping, and I guess this is one of the issues that we're just going to have to be careful about in terms of making sure that we still continue to do the right thing so that we don't find there is a relapse around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been really good to see the number of people around and getting back into it again, and businesses having plenty of customers around, all that sort of thing. It's fantastic, but we do have to make sure that we're still doing all the right things to make sure that we don't find ourselves back in a situation where we've been previously. So,
yeah.
What is extremely important is that businesses have their COVID safe plan and they're following that to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to follow the rules, if you like.
Yeah, I know there was a report when Melbourne sort of first opened up a bit there just a few days ago that, there were, it was an opinion piece that I read, and a guy said he'd gone into a restaurant and there was no sign-in, no check. I was like, it's all right, what have you. But certainly from what I can see around here, everybody is still very much sticking to the game plan.
Yeah, look, I've been really pleased in terms of the way the businesses have conducted themselves here in Bendigo and within the region. And they really need to be congratulated. They've gone over and above in some cases in terms of making sure that they've got everything in play, and we all know the importance of making sure we get it right so that we don't face potentially another lockdown at any stage.
So what's the feedback? Because, I mean, a lot of businesses were, let's face it, essentially on life support until we could sort of start to get back to some sort of normality. Generally speaking, I know it is very general, how are they feeling?
Look, there's an air of confidence, I suppose, going forward. We know we've still got a fair way to go. We know that a lot of the businesses are still, receiving JobKeeper and that's sort of keeping things going. So we will have some challenges ahead, I still think. But in saying that, there's almost an air of excitement when restrictions got eased and businesses could get out there and do some more business from that perspective. And I've been really pleased in terms of the way the innovation and stuff that businesses have taken on has been fantastic. But we are very conscious of what's ahead of us.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important that we continue to do the right thing.
Talking of what's ahead, B Bendigo, what's in the pipeline from you guys?
Robbo, we've got a few events coming up. We've got one on sustainability and environment, which will be an interesting one, some new innovation in that field. Our annual general meeting's coming up later on this month, and we also have an event coming up, Robbo, that might help you get more time back in your day. so I think we're all looking to trying to do that. So we've got a presentation coming up on just some hints and tips on how you might be able to get a little bit more time back in your day. And for everyone who attends that, there might be a little surprise for them as well.
Right. Well, I must admit, in my case, mate, because I get up early, I don't know whether I could make that afternoon thing, because I'd probably be on my couch asleep watching TV or whatever, as I usually do. So I'm okay. But if you could, sort me out doing a breakfast show without having to get up at 3:30, now that would be good.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can help you with that one, but just a big thank you to all the businesses out there and to all the Bendigo people for making sure they're doing all the right sort of things. It is critical that we do continue to do that, and if we continue to do that, I've got no doubt that we'll get back to some sort of normal quicker.
Yep, absolutely. And in terms of those events and the AGM and what have you, just go to your website, details there.
Yes, go to our website or just call the office on 5442 7816. We can get you registered for those events, and we certainly look forward to that. It'll be so it's been a different time for us as well, but you know, it's been great still to be able to bring some value to the business community as well.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Dennis, good on you, mate. We'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, Robert. Good on you.
Dennis Bice from B Bendigo.